Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And it's time for the Jeff and Erica COVID Chronicles Hour. We are happy to have you on board. We are seeing more and more indications that through your good support and the hard work that that we put out, that some of the names in the field of alt medical news and information are picking up more and more of the things that we rather are happily to debut here. The only issue would be if they'd be kind enough to mention where they saw it once in a while, but nobody does that anymore. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is the information is getting out there and it's being spread. But first, it's being borrowed. Was that a polite way to say stolen? Borrowed. That's your cue.
Yeah.
You. It's Laughing Erica back again, and we've been doing this now. We're in our third year, and it is really morbidly ugly out there. And so we try to laugh once in a while at this insanity. And as we mentioned in our last program, the number of people who are still taking these deadly shots is moving right along. We called two major stores. One was a Rite Aid, one was Walgreens, and we found out, if you missed the program, that in each case they were, give or take, injecting about 50 people a day with these suicidal shots. So the word is not out. No surprise. People, again, rely on the big screen to tell them what's true and what's not true. So they're still getting their shots. The bivalent booster. And we were also told by, I believe it was the Walgreens person, that there's another new booster coming out to take the bivalent booster's place. So there you go.
Now, I read some somewhat contradictory information. Epoch Times published an article, what was the title of it? Changes. Some Americans shouldn't get another COVID vaccine shot, FDA says.
Mm-hmm.
And they're changing the recommendations in order to boost uptake.
I ran that.
And the statement is that only 16.7% of the U.S. population has received a bivalent shot, compared to 69.4% who received the primary series of the old vaccine.
It's tough to know what to really... It's just hard to know what to believe anymore. I don't know. It's hard. We wend our way through this nightmare of mis and disinformation all the time. And we're up against a lot of very heavyweight people who now have superstores full of supplements, and they're making a lot of money. And their motivations are, unfortunately, self-serving. Oh, no, we're helping people. Well, maybe you are. But there are so many stores out there, why set up another one? Got to have your own. I mean, Erica and I could have our own superstore. We could play that game. No way. No. We've made our recommendations, and it's up to people to follow through. But some of the biggest names are pushing, and the newest giant on the block is the wellness company. They're pushing supplements that... Anyway, okay, you get the idea. Now, to start tonight, I wanted to do a little bit of time on something I mentioned briefly in the last hour. As all of you know, the youngest officially minted generation is Gen Z. They were born between 1997, after this program started. Three years. How funny. They were born between 1997 and 2012. They are between the ages of 11 and 26. They are in the job market now firmly. 18 and up. They're in the job market. Okay? Millennials are 27 to 42, not 11 to 26. They're 27 to 42. They are firmly, probably the majority of the job market now. Gen X, 43 to 58. I don't know if they're the... I think millennials outpace them, but whatever. So you got Gen X, Millennials, and Gen Z. The next generation is going to be absolutely useless. Generation moron. They won't be able to do anything. Nothing. And the The story is simple. And I discussed this with Erica earlier. The title, it's a Daily Mail story. Melting under pressure. Half of managers in stores and shops and businesses complain it's difficult to work with snowflake Gen Z employees, while more than a third of the managers reveal that they've had to fire Gen Z staff because they're too easily offended. Offended. How are you going to run a business when your employees come up to you whimpering about, well, he used the wrong pronoun? Right. I'm identifying as a dog today, and I won't be in. I've got to go out and find fire hydrants. Or I'm identifying as a cat today, and I want a cat box in the bathroom. Don't laugh. Right here, I'm going to read this. Who are you identifying as today? Never mind. I can guess the answer. Erica. Stable as they get. All right. Now. Get rid of this. If I can get rid of this, I don't think I can. Oh. All right. Let me see if I can. I have to force reload the page. Okay, I did it. Now, I'm going to read through this. It's not very long. In a new study by Resume, I think that's Resume Builder. That's spelled Resume Builder, of course. Managers were asked about their workforce. The study found that the majority believe Gen Z is more difficult to work with than any other generation. And of that group, 60% said that they had been forced to fire a Gen Z worker. Now, you Gen Zers listening may know some of this already. More than half of the managers have been forced to fire Gen Z workers after claiming that they lack motivation on the job and are easily offended. In a new study by U.S.-based company Resume Builder, I'm going to go with Resume, team leaders were asked about their workforce with shocking results. It found out that more than 1,300 respondents that participated, the majority, 74%, believe that Gen Z is more difficult to work with than any other generation. And of that group, 59% said that they had been forced to fire a Gen Z worker, with 12% doing so within the first week of employment. First week. All right. Reasons managers find Gen Z difficult to work with. The biggest reason, 40%, they have a complete lack of technological skills. I'm sure they can use their smartphones. 37% have a lack of motivation. 37% are easily distracted. 35% are easily offended. 24% are dishonest. 21% feel they are entitled. They don't have to work. They don't have to learn how to read or write anymore, so why should they have to work, right? Universal basic income is what they want. Onward. The study revealed the reasons managers find Gen Zers to be challenging employees is that technological skill issue of 39%. They don't have it. 36% too easily distracted from the job at hand. They can't stay focused. Not surprised. One guy says, I've butted heads more than once with a Gen Z employee because since our company is online based, they think they know everything about the digital world and that they can teach me how to do it. They think they're better than you are, smarter than you are, more capable than you, and they will tell you that right to your face. Wow, how to get a promotion, right? Tell your boss. You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. It's true. This is crazy. Another indication that the next generation will be beyond helpless. There's no recovery from this.
It's not looking very good.
No. Well, anyway, so there's your labor report for the month, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty grim, pretty grim. Now, we have another story, which is even worse. Erica sent that over about an hour ago, and I looked at it, and it just about made me, it made me very angry, And I'm not a tranny. I got angry. I looked at childhood innocence, childhood in general, babies, little babies. Tell them what this video is. It's under our name and guests. You'll find it. Look in guests and you'll see the video. It's only 2 minutes long.
It's a short video clip of a child who looks to be maybe three years old.
Maybe. Yeah.
At a doctor's visit, and he's surrounded by several nurses who are each of them giving him multiple injections for a total of six in this one visit. And once he realizes what's happening, he's, you know, being poked with these needles. He just is crying. it's disturbing to watch. It really, really is.
These kids.
And checked the CDC childhood vaccine schedule, counted up how many shots, how many doses, and it looks that by the age of 18 months, there's approaching 30 different, well, it'd be a total of 30 injections of
You know,
various vaccines for various illnesses.
Oh no, they're killing the children. You can't do this. And when all the vaccines are reformatted into the mRNA configuration,
that's just death. Done. Death. I mean, instant death.
Done. Wow. Yeah, you'll see it. Look under our name and guests, and it's right there. It's seven injections the kid got, not six.
I think it said six, but seven is recommended for that age or something.
It's
okay to give seven in one visit.
Yeah, CDC recommends seven shots. Yeah, you're right. Seven shots. And there's two nurses, and they're just putting these needles into the little kid's thighs. Ugh. And they have to know what they're doing. They're not stupid. They're professionals. They have to know at least the controversy about it.
I don't think they do. These are non-thinking people. They're automatons.
Like Gen Z.
They don't question anything. They just do as they're told.
Wow. Well, take a look at the video, dear friends. And if you're lucky enough to have a little child, don't fall for the crap. 30 shots by 18 months. Are you kidding me?
It's obscene.
It's infanticide.
Absolutely obscene. You know, and the first one, don't forget, is the day they're born. They get a hepatitis B shot.
And that's
for what?
Well, they have zero immune function at that point, and
right. You can't build antibodies to that.
Right.
I mean, they rely on passive immunity from the mother for what? Well, for the entire time they're breastfeeding, right? They're gaining that passive immunity.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, we're going to shift gears here now. We're overdue for the next plandemic. We think we're close if we're not overdue. And they are ready to roll it out. We have several more indications now. Somebody just sent me this. Let me read this. I haven't read this before. It's from Ruth Ann. Thank you, Ruth Ann. By the way, our governor, Josh Shapiro, couldn't possibly be Jewish, was on KDKA morning radio the other day. He said in passing that after his radio interview, he was going to talk to the Amish people, farmers, about bird flu. This is the governor. I thought that was so odd. Why on earth would he be going to talk to the Amish or any other farmers about bird flu? We have a lot of Amish in Pennsylvania, as you may know. I thought you would find that interesting since you mentioned it the other day as being the possible next outbreak. Thank you again, Ruth Ann. I don't think that's coincidence. Nah, I don't believe in coincidence anymore much. Here's something I got the other day. Here's another one. Whoops, I just lost it. Where did it go? I got to undo it. It's from a pilot. Darn it. Do you have it? Here it is. I found it. It came back. I got it. It snuck behind another window on me. All right, this is a piece of a communication from a pilot. On a separate note, this is a pilot, have been flying in large cargo boxes into Gatwick, Amsterdam, New York, Melbourne, and Dallas-Fort Worth over the past 3 months. The boxes are shipments of a drug called oseltamivir and another one called paramivir. We have never moved this much tonnage of a single product, ever. I've personally done 5 flights, full cargo, on the 757 with this stuff. It's the treatment drug for an avian flu virus, those two drugs. Apparently, the only avian flu that's recently been announced does transfer to humans. Well, surprise, surprise. Something is cooking. There are snakes in the grass. Stay vigilant. Please keep me anonymous. I wish people could spell. Okay, we got it. Thank you, and thank you for sending that in. So there we go. We have now proof. It's anecdotal, but we have proof that enormous tonnages of two drugs, antivirals, are being shipped around, ostensibly to prepare for avian influenza. What else you got?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. You know, the only question is the timing. When are they going to spring it on us? Summer? Winter?
I don't know. I don't know why they make for anything anymore, to tell you the truth.
If it is weaponized or, you know, somehow lab tinkered with it, it'll be bad, primarily because of what, you know, what's been done to the population to set the stage for this. In terms of their, you know, virtually crippling, if not destroying, their immune system. And it's weighted towards responding to a coronavirus, which, you know, a strain of which is no longer in existence. But their cell-mediated immunity is not very good because they're constantly dealing with a protein that's being produced. Just incessantly in their body. So in terms of having the reserve to combat something new, like a bird flu, it's not looking very good.
No.
And it's already been determined that when you have high antibodies from a coronavirus infection and then you get exposed to a flu virus, influenza virus, you don't have as good a response to that second virus. You have these competing antibodies. And then, if you remember what Gert Van den Bosch said, that if you were to go out and get your flu shot, which would be for a standard influenza virus, not for this bird flu thing, the antibodies that you generate from that vaccine for the standard flu might actually be antibody enhancing when you get exposed to the avian version of it.
Yeah, I agree.
So rather than protecting you, you're putting yourself at risk of this other flu. It's not looking good, but you know what they're doing. It's pretty obvious by now.
What do you think on, you mentioned the issue of time. Fall? Would they wait till fall, or would they roll it out during the summer? Because fall is always, you know, the beginning of flu season. People, it's cold. You go indoors more.
True, but you know, I don't know. It may already be here. I have heard rumors that it's already here, and to some extent, they say it's turning up in animals other than birds.
Like human animals. supposedly.
No, didn't we have a report of a bear, some sick bears a month or two ago?
Was it bears? It might have been. I do remember something.
So it's possible it's already here and circulating at background levels. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people sick right now. Is it bird flu? I mean, they test for COVID. It doesn't appear to be COVID. What is it?
If bears can get it, as another mammal, I mean, mammalian species are kind of mammalian species. So,
these viruses tend to, I mean, under normal circumstances, they would be limited to a certain species. And, you know, they don't jump back and forth readily. There may be a release. I don't know. You know, wintertime is the typical time that you would see an upsurge in influenza. And then you have people being in indoor settings where there's stale air and close quarters. So that makes for a better circumstance to spread the stuff around. On the other hand, during the summertime, people get onto packed planes and, you know, vacation in crowded areas. Don't know.
Right. Well,
and they can
again,
put in any narrative they want onto any set of symptoms they want.
And they will.
Yeah.
Whatever they want. We urge you again to mask up when you're around other people. Protect yourself. Wear a little lightweight pair of gloves that aren't really offensive. You don't need welder's gloves. Just put on some little gloves and understand when you get home you need to wash up. And you have to do these things. You just have to. Here's a great quote from William Blum. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. Fair?
True. I have no trouble believing that. Yeah.
No. Nope. So thanks to Kevin for sending that in. That's a good one. Yes, bird flu. And that Governor Josh Shapiro went on talk radio mentioning he's going to discuss this with this bird flu issue with the Amish farmers. So
incredible.
Yeah, it's probably, I think the indicators are really rather plentiful already that this is coming. And they are working on an alleged bird flu vaccine. We know that. So these aircraft are flying around antivirals. I would assume they're getting ready to stock up pharmacies everywhere with these things. And what's really in the antivirals? I don't know. Or these antiretros? I don't know either.
No, they're antivirals. The first one, also Tamivir, that's Tamiflu. So that's something that's already...
Oh, that's the generic of Tamiflu. Okay.
Yeah.
Haven't heard the name Tamiflu in a while.
No.
All right. Well, it's back, or it will be. So we will see. But they'll make a lot of money on it no matter what they do. And that's, remember, the bottom line. Look how much. I wish somebody could quantify how much money is being made on the severely bioweapon injured people who are no longer functional, or many who are barely functional. And you will not be able to tell by looking. Remember, you're out, you see people, you can't. You can't tell. The only thing you can really notice is they're coughing. A lot of them are coughing. Cough, cough, cough. So stay clear of the coughers.
Yeah, that's true. These stories are really sad, quite sad.
Hmm. Okay. What's new with the EMF paramedics? Erica monitors that as many of you do out there.
It has been busy. I think I have it on today. It was rather quiet today, but what I've noticed is there seem to be more calls for younger people, and by young I mean 30s and 40s, as opposed to people in their 70s. 70s seems common. And the 70-year-olds, a lot of times it's for a fall. They're out walking around at a shopping plaza or something and they fall. There have been a couple calls for seizures this week and anaphylactic shock reactions, or what appear to be anaphylactic shock reactions at restaurants. So that's not entirely surprising in people who have received the vaccine. They do appear to be developing allergies at an alarming rate to food and other things, but I know a couple people who have been vaxxed that are reporting just they can't eat the things they used to eat without breaking out in hives or their throat closing up. And, God, it was a one-year-old, I think, that was having a seizure or stopped breathing or something like that.
One-year-old,
yeah.
Well, we've got this.
But I... Yeah, go ahead.
The Hollywood actor, Jamie Foxx, first report was, well, he had a medical emergency on the set, but he's already recovering and he'll be fine. And that was almost 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago.
Mm.
And now they're saying that he's stable. So, you know, there's another liberal in Hollywood took the shot. And how many of them have gone down? Look at Bruce Willis now. He's done. He's barely able to function. From what I can
see.
Is
that right?
Oh, he's gone. It's like advanced Alzheimer's.
Oh my!
They're not calling it that, but he's done. Done.
Oh, I read this to you yesterday. An acquaintance of mine, vaxxed and ended up in the hospital because her stomach was bloated. And come to find out, she had some kind of intestinal paralysis, gastroparesis or something. And it, I guess, you know, could have been life-threatening if she had gone to sleep and aspirated or something. But nobody's connecting the dots to the strange health issues. And this is a young girl, mother of two very young kids, and to be having these strange health issues and just chalk it up to bad luck.
Yeah, nobody wants to face the truth. They just don't.
Well, enough time has gone by, typically, from the time they've had their shots that they're it's not even on their mind anymore.
No, out of sight, out of mind. It's true. It's not there. Not there. All right, so falls. This is another thing. A lot of falls, and I don't know what would cause a fall. People do trip, but there seem to be a lot of falls suggesting people passing out, right?
Yeah. I mean, they just go down. And I think they're probably, if they're having some kind of arrhythmia, maybe their heart stops and they just drop. They lose consciousness temporarily. You know, it could be dizziness. A lot of these people do have vertigo. But, yeah, Nurse Ann, when we had her on a couple times, mentioned that they're seeing the same thing in her hospital. They're turning up people who have fallen, and they don't really recall what precipitated the fall.
Got it. Okay, here's a note from Tom. Thank you, Tom. He says, former CDC boss Dr. Robert Redfield, the director, was recently on a Newsmax video segment. He emphatically said the next pandemic almost assuredly will be bird flu. And he had more details. It's probably online somewhere, Tom says. So, Dr. Redfield, I did see that story. I remember it. I think I ran it, actually. It was a couple weeks ago, if I remember correctly, but approximately. So Robert Redfield says it will be bird flu. These people here on the grapevine. Now, Gates, of course, has said it's going to be Marburg. Well, it may be Marburg, maybe both, but Marburg will probably be confined largely to the African continent, the sub-Saharan part of it anyway. That would be my guess.
Yeah, well, they've got the two outbreaks going on there right now.
Haven't seen it much about it in the media, but they are going on, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we got the best people listening. They're right on top of things. Thank you all for your concern. We really appreciate you. Okay, I guess ready to move over to the human tragedy of this, which the mainstream media will never talk about. They don't do it. They won't talk. They're not allowed to. Leave it alone, they're told. So they do. All right. Where do you want to go?
You pick.
April 21st, Erica.
We could do that or clean up some of the others.
Whatever you'd like to do.
We still had some from the 17th.
We do. Okay. Angioedema from shedding. That first one at the top. Go ahead.
But I cannot explain why overnight my body has welts and swollen lips. Now, this is a person that's a victim of shedding. Someone answers, my 5 times jabbed friend has swollen lips for the 2nd time. Her doctors keep saying it's allergies. She never had problems like this before.
Oh, and she won't have to get Botox then, right? I'm sorry, I've got to say something here. I am so sick of looking at these women with their lips as if you've attached a bicycle air pump and inflated them. They're so big, I don't know how they can even talk. And they think this is somehow attractive?
Oh, everything's exaggerated now.
But it's all, you're right, it's all over the top. And you see it everywhere. You look at these so-called glam photos of celebrities, not many men, but certainly the females, and their mouths look absurd. They look like some kind of a fish in an aquarium. Well, sort of like that. All right. What's next? Touch sensitization?
Wait. So the reply to that was...
Oh, okay.
The doctor said my immunity is low. Right. I never had these problems before. So, yes, yeah, so one of the shedding symptoms apparently is people are developing, swollen lips, swollen eyes, and it could be allergies, but it could also be from something called bradykinin, which gets released inappropriately when the ACE2 receptor is not working properly. Mm. Don't know.
Now, how could are we talking about all ACE2 receptors in the whole body somehow malfunctioning, or just some?
It doesn't have to be all, but enough, if these people are being repeatedly exposed to spike protein and they're accumulating this stuff,
right.
It doesn't let go that easily.
No, it doesn't. All right. Touch sensitization. Let's see what they say with this one. All right. Someone said, also causing Raynaud phenomena, where your fingers start going numb and you lose sensation. And there's a response to that. That is very interesting. I got Raynaud's after my 1st and 2nd MMR shot back in the 1980s. My hands are so sensitive now, I can feel when a vaxxed person touches something, especially the surfaces. You indicate I also smell pencil lead when around a lot of them and get a headache. When I do touch a surface, my fingers start tingling and burning and immediately wash my hands. I'm wondering now if they have been putting graphene in vaccines for longer than we thought. No, let's not go there.
Yeah, the graphene thing is getting old.
Very old.
I mean, people are so invested in it, though.
They are. Now I bring my own pen and a few baby wipes in my purse if I do go out and I need to touch something. With gloves. Put little gloves. That's why I say get some little cotton gloves. I don't want to wear gloves all the time, but I do in the winter due to Raynaud's. All right, well, whatever. She's probably talking about latex gloves. Snap on those latex gloves. But no, you don't need to do that. Just get some little cotton, lightweight gloves that aren't ostentatious, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, this stuff, whatever it is, can be shed through touch. I told you the experience I had with I believe it was a shopping cart or shopping basket, and I ended up getting shingles on my fingertips and the palm of my hand. So
that was not fun.
No, that's a lesson.
Yeah. So when you go to the store and you grab your shopping cart, understand that you're grabbing and touching the excretia that has come through hundreds of hands that have sweated upon that handle, and you're picking it up, and it's going right into your skin and into your body. So, hence, gloves. If you want to wear latex, wear latex. Hey, don't worry about what people think. You need to protect yourself. Okay? They're not going to protect you. All right. We got one more, I think, left in that 17th.
Low platelets.
Low platelets. Oh, and violet ray. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go with the platelets.
Again, this is a shedding victim. Has anyone non-jabbed had low platelets? Mine got down to 3,000 a couple weeks ago. They wanted to give me a transfusion.
Oh, no.
I went to the ER with a donor of choice. No can do. Must go to the Red Cross. I was on hold forever. Nothing made sense. And they close at 2 on Fridays and reopen on Monday. I'd have to wait. Then it would be 4 to 5 days before I could get them. My doctor said, you may not have 4 to 5 days. I said, oh, well, we'll see what happens. I'm not taking shelf blood or platelets. Luckily, I was back to normal within a week. I was willing to die because I was not going to take tainted blood.
I salute that person. That's strength of character. That's bravery, whatever.
Yep.
He did the right thing. And what happened? Guess what? His body returned to normal. Let your body do the work. All right. If you take care of yourself and don't eat crap, chances are, if you're in reasonable health and you come across a situation like this, you're going to it's going to remediate. It'll resolve in your favor. So don't jump. The doctor wanted to give him a transfusion. That's the end. You're dead.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Oh yeah. But it's that could be an indication that, I mean, the spike protein can attach to a receptor on platelets, and it may be a situation where the immune system sees that and starts to attack those platelets.
It's
difficult to know, or is he having trouble generating platelets? It, you know, could be a variety of reasons why that happened, but it's, you know, if you were to cut yourself, that would be a problem when you have low platelets.
Right. I think we can skip this violet ray thing this up.
Okay. Did we do the pancreatic cancer?
No. Here we go. Hello, everyone. I know this group is about shedding, but I think this is important. A close friend of mine, her 41-year-old brother, got diagnosed last week from a late-stage pancreatic cancer. What are sincerely his chances of surviving? Do you guys think it's the graphene or the 5G combined with the injections becoming a Molotov cocktail? He lives in Los Angeles and is 3 times shot up with Pfizer. She is going to move from Florida to take care of her brother. Does she risk anything? She is also a 3 times Pfizer veteran, but I think this has something to do with the 5G in Los Angeles. There are many of them out there. I think I saw an article, news, about cancer becoming a higher cause of dead in the U.S. after 2020. No way am I being ironic here. And of course, they're trying to make it seem as if it's something else. But I think they lie to people so they don't make the association between the disease and the injections, plus 5G. Well, this person is in need of some research, but... She's confused. We could take this apart if you want. I don't know. First
well,
of all, forget
I, again,
the graphene.
I, you know,
forget it. And the 5G may be a factor in some issues, but we don't think it's this binary. Get the shot, get exposed to 5G, and you're toast. We don't think that's the case. 5G is not healthy. We all know that. But
4G isn't either.
No, nor is 3.
And yes, is it contributing to people's problems? Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. All right, so both of these people, the woman and her brother, have taken the Pfizer bioweapon three times. So they're both in trouble. She doesn't have to worry about shedding. Not after that. Neither does he. I think I saw an article, a news article, about cancer becoming a higher cause of dead in the U.S. after 2020. Well, she's way behind the curve on that, but she's right, and we have turbo cancer everywhere now. Diagnosis to death, often a matter of days. So there you go. These are instructive on how much people who actually do visit these groups looking for knowledge actually have acquired before they go, which isn't a whole lot. They hear things and they piece it together, but someone taking three shots?
I know.
What are you going to say? What do you say to them? Good luck.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know what else. All right. Next up.
Photophobia. I'm on 14th of April.
Go to it.
I've seen my vaxxed coworkers completely block out their windows in their offices, shut off all the lights, and dimmed their monitors to the lowest setting. Huh. They do not like light anymore. I went in their offices some days, and they are pitch black.
Let me get my coat. That's a fire call for an EMT response, most likely.
Somebody with a medical alarm. Yeah.
Medical alarm activated. Okay. All right, this is an interesting little one you're reading. Go ahead, read it again.
Okay. Oh, where'd it go?
Tinfoil 99.
I can't get it back.
I've seen my vaxxed coworkers. Now, this is interesting. You think of vampires, huh? I've seen my vaxxed coworkers completely block out their windows in their offices, shut off all the lights, and dim their monitors to the lowest setting. They do not like light anymore. I went into their offices on some days, and they are pitch black. Well, that's news to me. I haven't heard this one. Photophobia.
Well, they are having issues with their eyes.
Yes, I know that.
You know, it could be neurological, but...
I don't know.
Yeah. So photophobia is a fear of light and or avoidance of light. But what's remarkable is that they're developing what's called these Kaiser-Fleischer rings around the cornea. And what these are deposits of metal oxides, primarily copper. So these people are having issues with transporting... managing metals in their body, specifically iron, but it also appears that copper is becoming unusable, let's put it that way, because both of these metals go back and forth between oxidation states. They gain and lose electrons, and the oxidative stress is just making that impossible for these metals to function normally, and they're building up in their eyes, and which can also be a indication of liver trouble. So they are in trouble. These people are in trouble. And, you know, sitting in a dark room in the middle of the day, it's not a good sign.
No, I wouldn't think so. And the garlic hanging on the office door is probably not a good sign either. Okay. What do we have here? Retinal detachment. Retinal detachment. Go ahead. There's three of those. Take all three. Retinal detachment. These are more eye trouble issues. Now, these are the vaxxed. We don't know if they're shed upon, but they are the vaxxed at least. At least that's what it appears to me.
Someone says, I want to share with you, since vaccination started, I know six persons that have had their retinas detached. Very strange, isn't it? Before vaccination, I didn't know anybody. Do you know some cases like this? I think these are side effects of the vaccine. Let's see. Someone says the doctor tells them, okay, what does their doctor say? Of course, the cognitive dissonance is another player, plus mind control, Their doctor tells them nothing. Most of them are myopic, so they are told that myopic people have a high chance of suffering retinal detachment, and they believe it. Or they simply tell them that it usually happens, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else says, I had an unvaccinated friend that I was around, that was around many vaxxed and boosted people, and this happened to him, along with massive hemorrhage.
All right, well, there's, again, just to repeat that, I had an unvaxxed friend. He didn't take the bioweapon, none of them, and he was around the vaxxed and boosted, and that retinal detachment happened to him. Maybe a coincidence. These are anecdotal. But he also had a massive hemorrhage. Well?
Now, we've heard plenty of stories like that.
Yep.
All right, I think okay. That finishes up.
Yeah, I think we're pretty well caught up with those. There's still some on April 5th.
Hmm. Okay.
Constant sickness, COVID and shedding sickness. Let's see what we get here. All right, cannot work with a vaxxed any longer. I just can't work with a vaxxed any longer. I don't want to keep getting sick. And the response to that, not me either. They make me ill. I've left my career of 32 years. Wow. All right. Here's one more. I'm bloody sick of it. I'm sick now again. Cold and flu symptoms, sore throat, all congested, tired out. And the response to that statement, there is a very high percentage of flu again. It's like a cycle. All my colleagues are sick at the same time, and I have a running nose today after being at a funeral with a lot of people. I couldn't avoid it, unfortunately, and I was very, very worried about the shedding with all the tears on their faces, people hugging, and yes, I'm also seeing a strange wave of death. Seems the crap inside the vaxxed is being reactivated and very stronger this week. Also, I have seen an increase in chemtrails. Everything is connected, and I'm writing from Spain, so this is worldwide. And there's a response to that. A lot of chemtrail and flu in France, also from somebody. Thank you to that. And the last comment is, and it is not a normal flu. I've heard of 3 people fainting because of fevers today alone. There we go. COVID and shedding sickness. You see that? Number 6?
Yes. Yep. I'm unvaxxed, yet I've been around vaccinated individuals from day 1 and was made to take those nasal swabs. I got very sick around October 2021 with supposed COVID, even though I never met up in big crowds. Since then, I've had constant issues with my health. 4 ear infections last year. I have constant tinnitus in both ears for over a year now, sinus problems, vision problems with floaters in the last 2 months, general lack of energy. I was always fit and healthy and eat well, yet since the vax rollout, things have not been the same. All this in a short space of time. These vaxes are spreading something.
Wow. All right, here's one. Back to our smell issue. I have a question, writes the person who starts this thread. Can a smell from the vaxxed harm the unvaxxed? I am not talking about shedding, but curious if the smell I smell can actually be harmful to health. And someone responds to that. I was biking along a bike trail, and it was crowded with groups of people walking, individuals too. The smells were awful. I could barely stand it. When I got home, my throat and windpipe stung for a couple of days. I don't know about any permanent harm, however. So, are the smells potentially transmitting?
Well, I if it's formaldehyde that's coming off these people, and again, that could be a metabolite, that, you know, from their deranged metabolism. Formaldehyde is toxic. And it does burn. And it doesn't always have a smell. It can be beneath the odor threshold, in which case you'll have symptoms, but you won't actually smell anything.
Exactly.
They could be exuding, you know, ammonia.
Yeah. Last one. Take this. Defeated by shedding.
Okay. I never wanted to believe this shedding exists because I work in a school full of boosted colleagues. I also believe my body has the power to transmute anything. But since September, I just have to enter school, and I keep getting sick. My body is permanently fighting something as soon as I enter after holidays. My son, who has an amazing immune system, same thing. So we are changing our lives, selling up and moving to a country where there's homeschooling and a climate that you can grow food in all year long. I see all of us who are of a similar frequency, holders of the law of one, all coming together in particular areas all over the world.
Well, there's a convert. You can't argue if you get sick when you go into places full of people who are shot up. You're sick, you're sick.
Yeah.
All right. One more. Reactions. There's two here. Let's do these real quick. Reactions to shedding. Question. When I'm around certain vaxxed people, I get some type of sickness. But other vaxxed people, I don't catch anything. Just wondering if anyone else has had the same reactions. And the next one says, yes, I have one neighbor who I get shingles from within a half an hour. I have another neighbor who causes me to be dizzy, but I haven't gotten shingles from him, not yet. You see where I'm reading? Three and four.
Yes.
Left.
Yep.
Go take three. Take the next two.
Every person's body is different, and every batch is different. There are some jabbed people that just cause me to lose my balance, and others that cause me to have shingles. I wish I could understand it, but all I know is cause and effect. I don't know if this is related. Someone says, can I just suggest to check your EMF levels? We all need to be doing that, and a couple people don't know COVID, blah, blah, blah. Okay, thank you for the suggestion. We do check the EMF levels around us. My symptoms are when I interact with the jabbed. I know this because I get symptoms pretty quickly after the exposure. Someone posted a video from YouTube, and the man talks about shedding. There are so many people affected. There are more posts on people's shedding symptoms than I see here in a day. The jab is a bioweapon. I didn't have these problems till the jab rollout. The jab and the towers work together, I have no doubt. Last one. After I talked to the jab person who gave me stroke-like symptoms, I was magnetic. I am the only one in my family who was magnetic. After taking Dr. Lee Merritt's protocol, I am not magnetic anymore.
Well,
that's a metal. Those are metal inclusions.
Metal in the body.
And people do accumulate metals when their glutathione levels are not where they should be, and that is a hallmark feature of the bioweapon illness, is depleted glutathione.
Right. All right, we have to wrap it up tonight. Just again to let all of you know, it's okay to wear a mask when you're out and about. There's an interesting mask, black one. It's four layers thick. It's got a layer of copper, among other things, in it. And I just happened to pick up some of those. Erica got some and said, you ought to try these out. So I'm using those now. Seems to be a bit more than just a regular N95. So I like that idea. But take care of yourselves, everyone, please.
Yep. Okay.
Good night, young lady.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
All right. We'll be right back with another hour for all of you. Udo. Coming up next, Udo's Oil. And we're going to talk about prebiotics and probiotics and bacteria in your digestive tract that is being ruined by spike protein. Next.